What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're going to go back to the phones. Joe in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I'm just watching this Trump in the war with the deep state and kind of enjoying it. I hear some of the alarmed callers, and I agree about the foreign policy deep state war that Trump is having and whether he's siding with the right people in that war. But I must say, in this war against the deep state in the Justice Department and the FBI, I am ecstatic. Trump is doing his job as the great exposer. Every week, more of these clowns like Trey Gowdy, they just seem to throw themselves on the barbed wire. And I think Trump, this whole report is going to just expose a whole other level of them, all their propagandists and mockingbirds on the media. And it's not over at all. This is just the beginning. I mean, Trump has got the NSA intercepts. He knows the conversations. They're probably making threats against his life. That hasn't come out yet. It's probably buried. And then you get to the level of who are burying these statements.
Joe?
Yes?
Joe, sorry to cut in on you, but you need to sort of back off the adrenaline here a little bit and understand something about this Inspector General report. All that was in it was stuff that we in the independent media already knew. And then they put a brick wall behind it. And they did that when they said that Comey did what he did, but there was no political bias, which is the biggest hole in the Horowitz report, because they're trying to sell us on the idea that Comey and these other people did what they did for no reason whatsoever, that they went way outside the rails of normal FBI procedure for no reason at all. And nobody's going to buy that. And so we understand these people are being exposed because we're the ones that are working to expose them. But nothing has really changed. They still have their jobs. I mean, Comey obviously got fired. But we're not really getting to the heart of the corruption. They're still protecting that core issue, which this particular report is that email server. Because if this report says one thing at all, it says the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server was handled improperly. Okay, fair enough. Let's back up and start over and have a proper investigation into that email server and find out who had access to it and whether they were paying for it.
Well, I agree, but they've definitely retreated to a fallback position, and now that's where we're at, and now the next attack mode will be to destroy that fallback position. And you're right. They have rallied around a point. This is their big Inspector General report, appease everybody, try to say Comey was non-political, but that's not that my point is this is not over at all. This is going to just expose a complete another layer of mockingbirds and propagandists, and I'm just ecstatic by it because it's not going to work. They're not going to be able to contain it. It's all about containing and protecting the institution. It's not going to happen. I agree that's what they're attempting to do, but I think the further information that's going to come out is going to be so explosive that it's going to destroy these institutions, and that's my hope. The other thing I've been pleased with Trump, and at the time I thought it upset me. I was like, why isn't he getting more people from the alternative media at the press, you know, his press conferences, which I still think he should do. But the way the media exposed themselves at these press conferences, it's just amazing. I watched it today, and they didn't hardly ask the question about the Inspector General report. It was all about immigration. It's just they just show themselves to be so in the tank that Trump just has to sit back and say, watch him, watch him.
Well,
don't interfere with your enemy when he's
going on back to that earlier point about Trump having members of the independent media in the White House press corps. I think it would be a really good idea. But as of right now, especially with the end of net neutrality, it looks like Donald Trump has turned his back on the independent media, which really was a significant contributor to his election victory. because we were the ones who were holding the corporate media up to their lies and deception. We were the ones who were out there making sure the public was reminded of the long history of scandals surrounding the Clintons. And now it's almost like Trump, outside of using Twitter, doesn't seem to care about the internet anymore.
Well, he's been really good for Sean Hannity and Fox News, but you're right. I wish he'd, you know, help the alternative, which is a big part of his base, or guys like you, and just not just you, but stirring up the base that helped get him elected, and Alex Jones and Michael Savage. A lot of these people now, they're getting the short end of the stick, and I just think the media outreach from the Trump administration has been really pathetic as far as the alternative media. Maybe he's scared of being called, whatever, but sticks and stones. That's why he got elected, because he wasn't scared of being called names, you know?
Well, I just think he's turned out to be this incredibly weak leader who is going along with the flow inside his cabinet. And I know you're enthusiastic about him, but I'm afraid my enthusiasm for him is definitely on the wane. So, Joe, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout-out now for our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And we're going to go right back to the phones to Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike. The first thing that I wanted to say to you was I've been having an issue listening to your show. There's a call-in number I was calling, and Sprint decided to block me from calling your call-in number, RBN, which I thought was interesting.
I wonder why they would do that. I mean, where are you well, you're in West Virginia.
Yeah.
And Sprint will not let you call into the Listen Live line.
Yeah. I mean, the guy in the control room, he gave me a couple other numbers to try. I'm going to try them after I'm done talking to you. But, I mean, I just thought that was pretty interesting. I didn't know if anybody else has had that problem, or am I the only one that's telling you this?
Well, it does look like we are very much under attack by corporate America, whether it's the corporate media, corporate social media, the telephone companies, the internet carriers. And I'm still getting emails that my feed over YouTube is pretty much unusable at this point. So I'm going to have to find something else. But, yeah, we're definitely entering the age of overt suppression of independent media because they want to sell us a war. And they really think. Let's see. I'm getting a message from our control room. Lots of carriers block listen lines to keep people from using phones to listen to conferences and live feeds. Well, that seems kind of strange to me. I mean, a business is a business. If you're paying for that phone line, it's really not the phone company's business what you're using it for, unless you're doing something illegal. But it is getting rather silly. Anyway, listen, Kevin, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. And we're going to go to Dave in Missouri. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, aloha and howdy, Mike. Hope you're having a blessed day, brother. As far as Kevin was concerned, oddly enough, I used the listen line too. And I'm a truck driver, so at nighttime I would put it on RBN and just go to sleep to whoever was on. And I get a call from my cell phone provider, and it's like almost putting me under the gun about who you all were. Almost felt like, you know, maybe they thought I was doing sex blogs or something. I didn't know, but I told them they shut my phone off, actually. And so I had to tell them, no, don't do that again. If you have a question, call me. And since then, I haven't had any problem. But that happened, three or four months ago. But anyway, I've got to agree with you about this IG whitewash, and I'm so sick of being right all the time, and I know you are too. Wouldn't it be cool if just once one of those people whose tax dollars, of ours that they so happily confiscate and spend wildly, would do their damn job one time? But we've always said, you know, what they're going to do is distract us down the road with this ball. Oh, you know, the FBI couldn't do it, but the New York City cops were going to get Wiener's material off the laptop out. So, you know, somebody was going to prosecute it one way or another. you know, he didn't go down for the material on the laptop. He went down for sexting. You know, that material's still there. There are still crimes, traitorous crimes on his laptop
yes.
that nobody's touched. Go ahead.
Well, no, again, my theory here is that everybody inside the Beltway is working to protect the core of the corruption, which is that Clinton Foundation and the Hillary email server. And we're seeing the same kind of protection now starting to surface around the other aspect of espionage in the Congress, the Imran Awan brothers, Awan brothers and Imran Awan. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has already said he has no intentions of bringing charges against Imran Awan.
Why?
And
why is that? I mean, with no explanation as to why, they just to get to fail the American people while spending wildly, while living so lavishly above all of our means, you know, living like kings, lording it over us, and refusing to do their job without even a reasonable explanation as to why. So, yeah, we always knew, you and I knew all along and have been saying it, this IG report, it's going to be a whitewash. What did they do? They semi-throw Comey under the bus because he's already lost his job, which is really rare yep. among this particular circle of people. And they don't want anybody else to. So, you know, Comey, yeah, might have, but no, he didn't mean anything. And Loretta, no, you know, she just confused people with her statements to the press, not what her and Bill talked about on the tarmac, the substance of that. No, that's all gone. So, man, this whole thing is a whitewash and a cover-up. And this IG, it bothers me. Who is Horowitz? Is he a dual citizen? Is he? This makes me wonder, man. I mean, you know, people were talking about his integrity. Yeah, I'd always question that, and this is proof that, no, he's another shill.
No, the reports that we got was that he was under tremendous pressure from Rod Rosenstein and from the leadership of Department of Justice and the FBI to water this down to protect their image. But
absolutely.
The issue here is everybody inside the Beltway, they want to keep their job. If the American people were confronted with the reality of a massive espionage scandal inside Congress and the State Department, if they had to confront all of that corruption inside the Clinton Foundation, that would unravel all the way back to Arkansas in the 1980s and CIA-sanctioned gun and drug running.
But you and I both know that will never. You and I both know that will never happen because they have lulled the people to sleep.
Hang on.
Go ahead.
Hang on. Point I'm making is the federal government would not survive a scandal of that magnitude, and that's why everybody's working to protect this. They want to hang on to their jobs. They want to keep sucking the money out of the American people. They want to keep, you know, working around Washington, D.C. and having all that kind of fun that they like to have. It's one big party town over there, and that's what they're protecting.
If you were soulless and had no integrity, you might want a job like that too, Mike. Where do these people come from? Oh, I forgot. Harvard, Yale. You know, all the endowed universities. Anyway, I'm going to cut you loose, brother. But yeah, I just wanted to add my voice to those who are not fooled by this. We always knew it was coming. There will be no justice for these people because there is no justice left in this country. And to believe so, you're deluding yourself at a magnitude. Hey, man, I've got a bridge to sell you. Please give me your number. Get it to Mike and get it to me. Anyway, brother, God bless you, folks. Please support RBN and do not believe or trust a thing out of this government. Peace out.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call here. And we are going to switch over to Veronica in Iowa. Aloha, Veronica. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Veronica, are you there?
Yes. Am I on or no?
Yes, you're on the air and I can hear you.
Okay, good. We had a little complication there. It sounded like the guy that had the cell phone problem, and there are a lot of problems getting through to Freedom Radio shows. Anyway, how do you feel about MeWe versus Facebook? Stratosphere Lounge has had to move there. Natural News has had to move there. Judy Morris, who was a very, very active with Ron Paul, has been axed from Facebook now. And she has moved to MeWe. How do you feel about MeWe?
I haven't really looked at it. I really haven't had the time to look at it. Now that Claire's Choir is on hiatus, I have a little more time where I can start looking for things like new social media platforms to expand what really happened onto. I've quit using Twitter. I've quit using Facebook. And obviously now I'm going to have to quit using YouTube, at least for the streaming portion of the radio broadcast, because apparently whether it's YouTube censoring me or the result of the end of net neutrality, apparently the signal is not coming through on the other end.
Right. Natural News also had to stop using YouTube. They censored everything, blocked everything. He has he's developing his own now. Good for him. But when you get a chance, look at MeWe. They're really growing quickly. They had some stumbling blocks when they first got started, but they've got a good team working for them now, and they're good folks. So if you get time, look it over.
I'll take a look at that.
So should everybody else. The more we can get there and get away from Facebook, I mean, so many people have the addiction to Facebook, and it's like smoking. Quit. You don't have to smoke.
Well, if you're trying to get the truth out about what's going on, if you're just sharing pictures about your vacation, Facebook is fine. If all you're interested in are cute kitten videos, YouTube is fine. But those of us who are trying to restore the republic, we definitely need new social media platforms. So anything else, Veronica?
That is definitely what MeWe is about. That is you just described MeWe right there.
Okay, how's that spelled?
MeWe.
All right. And there it is. All right. I will take a look at that. And thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch to Bob behind enemy lines. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You know, I didn't mean to call in the other day and get you all blushing and everything, thanking you for your time and all. But I did mean it. I don't mean to change subjects on you, but actually what you guys were just discussing is kind of a segue into it. I'm looking at this George Soros here doing his thing again, and he's decided to throw, well, a little over $3 million worth of shares into the New York Times. Well, they're on a failing mission. I'm not really too impressed with him, so I guess it's a good match. But, you know, after I looked into it a little bit further, I realized that even by, like, back in 2011 or 2012, he'd already invested $50 million into our journalism here in this country. And,
yes,
you know, I was just wondering if he was using the New York Times here as a loss leader, knowing that he wasn't going to make anything out of it for the pure sake of causing disruption in this year's election. It seems to be right up his alley.
Well, it's no secret that most corporate media is losing money, but it is subsidized by very wealthy investors solely for the purpose of being able to influence public opinion.
Yep. Brings me right back to the point. Yeah, I guess you're answering my question for me right there. I figured I'd ask the redundant question just for the sake of everybody putting a little bit of brain cell into kind of considering it and thinking over the ramifications of what this means. You know, we've got so many things going wrong in our country. I know when I called the other day, I kind of got off on a tangent about how upset I am to be sitting here in California. But, you know, it isn't just California. There's a lot of problems. And I hate to agree with some of your previous callers, but I think we're looking at a negative outlook. I don't see a whole lot of way out of this without things going in a direction that I'd certainly prefer they didn't. Whether it be a bank crash or a new war, a false flag, a civil war, I don't really need any one of those to be intruding upon my life right now. I'm trying to live here in a free America, you know? Well,
I'm
trying to
really
imagine
with
we
you,
can live in a free America.
With you. I don't want to see either one of these things happen either, but we're going to have to go through something because obviously things cannot continue as they are for much longer. The economy is overstressed and it's fragile. We're at war in anywhere between 7 and 76 countries, depending upon who you're listening to. We have this huge globalist versus nationalist soft civil war, if you will, that's going on. And it's really intense. Anyway, listen, Bob, got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones now. Chris in Cleveland. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing fine.
Yeah, I was calling about, I heard you talking about new platforms for social media and then live streaming, I think, is what you're looking for.
Yeah, I'm looking for a replacement for YouTube where I can stream the radio show for people who actually have a desire to see my face at the same time I'm talking.
Right. I was just going to make a quick suggestion, if you're at all familiar with Steemit.
That's S-T-E-E.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's one of the ones I'm going to be looking at. Somebody just sent me a list of the 10 alternatives to YouTube, and I'm going to be going through that.
They have a thing called DLive. I don't know exactly how it works, but it's like an offshoot or it's an affiliation, but they have a live streaming thing, especially if you're using a PC. I've experimented a little bit with it just over Android phone, and not so easy that way, but I think if you have a dedicated PC, you can definitely get up on that. And then you know, my other suggestion would be to follow what the younger kids are doing with this stuff, because what they do is they'll stream out to like 7 or 8 different things at once. And it's like Twitch is one of them. I don't know all the stuff they do, but.
Yeah, well, that's just to their groups here. What I need is to be able to take a video of the radio show and have it show up on a player on my screen that everybody will see when they go to my website. And that means it's going to take a moderately large server to actually do that. But I'm going to be trying work over
D-Live.
That over the weekend. Sorry?
D-Live.
Yes,
called.
I've heard of that one before.
Yeah, that should do the trick for you. At least replace YouTube and then add other ones. The thing is, you have to apply to it. It's like it takes a couple of days. It involves cryptocurrency exchanges and stuff. So yeah, it's like registering on the blockchain somehow. I don't know all the ins and outs of it, but
well, I'll definitely be looking at that. I'll be looking at that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. So thanks an awful lot. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Okay. Getting on back to the news here. We were talking about Israel and how the United Nations General Assembly has voted to condemn Israel's violence against the people of Gaza. And how Israel has crossed not just one red line, but two. First of all, the shooting of these unarmed protesters with these butterfly bullets, followed by the killing of a Palestinian medic. Not the only one. They've been targeting the medics. And despite all of the media spin and screaming, the world's eyes are open, and they're starting to say, Israel's doing wrong. And all the screams of anti-Semite aren't going to shut me up. By the way, somebody just sent me a picture of Nikki Haley at the Wailing Wall. And I guess that says it all, what's going on over there. But Bernie Sanders apparently is considering another try at the White House in 2020. And I might be inclined to support him. But he's actually coming out and he's being critical of Israel. And he's taking it mainstream. And I think it's time that people start doing that. It's time to start openly saying Israel is no better or worse than any other country. They do make mistakes. They do commit crimes, and that's what's going on. And they're not immune to, well, we just lost our connection to Twitch, it looks like. And there we are. And we're still here? Okay, we're still here. So we need to have the courage of our convictions. We need to be able to stand up and say, look, Israel's behaving badly, because that's what we're talking about, behavior. And all this, you know, anti-Semitism and Jew hate, it's been admitted. That's just to get you to shut up. And we refuse to be silent any longer. Because what we're talking about is not somebody's ethnicity. We're not talking about their religion. We're not talking about their culture or how they dress. We're talking about the actions of the people inside the government of Israel who are committing war crimes and ought to be held to account for it. Nobody should be above the law. Nobody should be above international law. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And people are starting to send in all kinds of suggestions for alternatives to YouTube. And it looks like there's some really good ones out there. So hopefully over the weekend, I'll have the opportunity to look at and possibly implement one of those. Getting on back to the news here. Over in Hebron, Israeli occupation forces arrested a band, a bunch of musicians in Hebron, under the pretext of incitement. So, again, Israel is doing these things. They don't understand how it looks to the rest of the world. And you're really going to love this one. You're going to love this one. This came out of Middle East Monitor. Apparently, residents of the northern Israeli town Afula demonstrated against the sale of a house to a family of Palestinian citizens. This was coming out of Haaretz. And the protest was attended by Afula Mayor Avi Elkabetz and Deputy Mayor Shlomo Malihi, saw 150 local residents with Israeli flags carrying signs condemning those who sold their home to Palestinians. One sign read, "Traitors against the Jews will get no rest." Now, the mayor of the town came on out saying, defending this, saying, "The residents of Afula don't want a mixed city, but rather a Jewish city, and it's their right. This is not racism." Well, of course, you moron, it's racism. That's exactly what it is. It's apartheid. Can you imagine what would happen if there was an all-white community here in the United States and one of the homeowners had to move and sold their home to a black family, and all of a sudden all the white families in the area were protesting in front of the black house? How do you think the American corporate media would treat it? They'd explode. They'd go crazy. They'd be calling back references to the KKK. Up in Germany, there is this music festival called the Ruhrtrennel Festival. I think I pronounced that correct. And there is a band called Young Fathers. They're very good. They've won awards. But they're also supporters of Palestinian rights, and they have just been uninvited by this German music festival. And there are now calls for boycott against the music festival itself. All right, let's take another phone call. Laura in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Well, first thing, I've heard talk people saying that they're listening to RBN on their telephones. I want to suggest to everybody, I bought a Wi-Fi radio that I can get RBN and all the channels on. And anybody with access to Wi-Fi can use the Wi-Fi radio. In fact, I liked it so much, I bought one for my bedroom. I really would suggest that to people. If they have access to Wi-Fi, they can use the Wi-Fi radio. I think even some truck drivers, when they pull in, they get access to Wi-Fi. I just want to give that suggestion out. Number
two, thank you.
Yeah. And number two, you know, recently, last week, Putin had a town hall meeting with his Russian residents where they could ask him any questions. It's his 16th time that he's done that. This town hall lasted 4 hours and 20 minutes. See, the problem with Trump is he's not hearing from the citizens. He's listening to all the press and the people who surround him or whatever. He's not holding a town hall. Yeah, he goes, like this month he's going to Duluth, Minnesota, and he gives a speech, but nobody actually gets to talk to him and tell him how we feel. But he's not realizing it. And I know they say, well, there's that hotline. I don't know that he's even knows what's going on that hotline or any cards that are sent in. Who knows? I've never heard him respond.
Oh, it's all processed. It's all processed. What? I mean, the mail to the White House. It doesn't even go to the White House. It goes to another building where it's checked for security threats. And then it's basically processed. People will look at the questions and they'll tally up how many people are talking about this, how many people are talking about that. And it's very rare that something is so unique and personal that it would be shown to Donald Trump himself. Email, similar thing. It's scanned electronically, and they just sort of take statistics of what people are talking about. I know Trump posts to his Twitter feed an awful lot. I understand every once in a while he apparently is reading it because he will respond to some people. But the problem with being the leader of a country this size, you are cut off from your population. See, in a small town where everybody knows everybody, you know the mayor, even county-sized government, people know who the government is. But you start getting to state size and larger, and you start seeing that wall of disenfranchisement between the government and the ordinary people. They can't get through. They can't communicate.
I just got to think of this, you know, on the hotline. This might be lots of people calling in about no wars for Israel. And I don't hear any indication that he understands that, that how people feel. So, I don't know, I look at Putin. He's got a big country. He's holding these big town halls and sitting there for 4 hours listening to his people. I'm tired of getting lectured by Donald Trump, his pretty little speeches. he's giving, and then everybody starts chanting, you know, build a wall or whatever, or Nobel yep. Prize. That's all put up, I think. It's just like...
It very well might be. It very well might be.
Hard up what to say. People need to start thinking for themselves. Somebody needs to go into those rallies and say, no more wars for Israel. And I'm so sick of hearing about them talking about North Korea and the human abuse, human rights abuses. My God.
Yep.
What about Israel?
What about human rights abuses right here in the United States?
Right. Right. So anyway, so the main thing I want to tell everybody, so a lot of people don't know about the Wi-Fi radio, and it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I was just looking at them on eBay, and I don't know that it's something I would ever use. Of course, then I said that about the iWatch. But I think the Wi-Fi radio are for people who don't actually have a computer, or they don't want to turn their computer on for hour after hour listening to the radio. But they run about, what,
well,
60, 80 bucks, something like that.
I don't want to sit there all day. I don't want to sit there all day. And these have wonderful speakers, and you can hear them throughout your house. I think on eBay,
all right.
I think we just bought one for $42. Now, I paid $100. I went directly to Crane and bought one.
Okay.
I can get my eBay for about 42.
All right. Well, thank you for that piece of information. And, yeah, maybe we need to find ways to get our broadcast out there because we're having problems with the phone lines. We're having problems with the streaming server. I'm having problems with YouTube. It almost does feel like it's deliberate. Anyway, Laura, thank you very much for the call. Thank you very much for the information on the Wi-Fi radios. And we're going to let you go here. Getting on back to the political news here, Mike Pompeo is saying that the U.S. hopes for major North Korea disarmament by 2020. And apparently we're already seeing the goalposts being moved because they're no longer talking about just the atomic bombs, but they are now starting to make noises about the long-range ballistic missiles, which is exactly the same approach they took to Iran. They had a deal that stopped Iran from doing any nuclear work, and Trump pulls out of it because now he wants to go after the missiles. Now, Trump is out there basically prematurely, in my opinion, declaring victory from the summit. Trump sees an end to North Korea nuclear threat despite an unclear path. And that, of course, was exactly the point I was making yesterday. And it's rare to find myself agreeing with the New York Slimes, but their position is, you know, Trump is out there saying it's an end to the North Korea nuclear threat, but there's no mechanism yet to actually get us there. Nothing has actually changed in North Korea in the reality between before the summit and after. Everything's still the same. North Korea still has the missiles. North Korea still has at least components for nuclear weapons. It didn't really change. And Trump is just, he's going for the image here. And of course, as you know, he's now been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. And at least it looks like he did something to deserve it, unlike Barack Obama. Trump is out there saying that even though it's not part of the summit agreement with Kim Jong-un, he would like to get the U.S. military out of South Korea, basically saying that it is a lot of money to maintain these garrisons. And yes, it is a huge amount of money. Now, here's where Trump needs to really be watching what he says. This was from Oroz.com. Trump is claiming that parents of Korean War veterans begged him for help during the campaign, because one of the things they agreed to with Kim Jong-un was the repatriation of the remains of MIA POWs who died in North Korea so they could be identified and sent home. Now, here's the problem. Look at the timeline we're talking about. Anybody who's a parent of a Korean War veteran, they're pushing 100 years old. So it strains the credibility of Trump's statement that the parents of the Korean War veterans begged him for help during the campaign. Down in Nicaragua, a general national strike got underway. And again, it's hard to tell, is this really a grassroots revolution or another U.S.-sponsored color revolution? But there's a national strike protesting against the government's crackdown on a two-month-long popular uprising against President Daniel Ortega. And apparently, the church is now trying to intervene. They're trying to basically restart talks between the two sides to pull everything back. But there's going to be a 24-hour work stoppage. And, of course, that triggered a mad dash to gas stations and supermarkets to stockpile grain, milk, and vegetables. All right, let's take another phone call. Tony in Puerto Rico, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, I was listening to a program of yours a few days ago. You were stating that there are a lot of people of the Jewish faith, right, who are very pissed off with Israel for Bloody Monday. Now, my question
especially
is...
Especially here in the United States.
United States, yeah. My question is this. Do you think a lot of those people, quote-unquote, of the Jewish faith, quote-unquote, will stop circumcising their baby boys? What do you think?
I have no idea. It's certainly doesn't really do anything for the boys that anybody is aware of. It's a religious practice, you know, like piercing of the ears or something else like that, or nose piercing. The only difference, of course, is that in the case of the young Jewish babies, it's done without their permission.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And, okay, the phone lines are open again. Now, apparently, Chinese hackers or somebody hacking and pretending to be Chinese managed to compromise the computers of a Navy contractor and stole 614 gigabytes of data pertaining to the Navy's Naval Undersea Warfare Center, which does R&D on submarine systems. And because of this leak getting on out there, it revealed a previously unknown weapon called the Sea Dragon, which is a submarine-launched supersonic missile capable of both being an air defense missile and an anti-ship missile. This came out of the Washington Post over the weekend. And so there are some interesting things being worked on in the back rooms in the event of a war here. People are starting to talk about Rod Rosenstein, and there was this interesting article that came out of National Review. It says the House Intelligence Committee is investigating whether the government has used the Justice Department's awesome investigative authorities as a weapon against political adversaries. We learned yesterday that in response to this very investigation, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein threatened to use the Justice Department's awesome investigative authorities as a weapon against political adversaries. So I think the investigation is functionally over. And Rosenstein is threatening to subpoena the committee's records. There are differing accounts about why. But in the end, it appears that there is some kind of a conflict going on, and he's acting like it. So it may be time for him to step down. Robert Mueller's in a little bit of hot water because apparently in this latest indictment against Manafort, he may have accidentally exposed names that were supposed to be kept quiet. The special counsel exposed names of former journalists and European politicians allegedly involved in Manafort's secret Ukraine lobbying. And they filed this indictment. And then they took it back and they filed a new version with all the proper redaction. So it's a little bit of a whoopsie, or maybe it was intentional to get the names out there as a form of pressure. But a lot of people are getting tired of Mueller's nonsense, if you will. And Representative Louis Gohmert appeared on Fox and Friends Saturday to discuss the new amendment that just passed the House calling for an audit of Mueller's multi-million dollar witch hunt. And I imagine that Robert Mueller is not going to be happy about that at all. Now, getting back to the issue of free speech, over in Minnesota, they had passed a law banning any kind of political expression on clothing worn at polling places, the idea being that such clothing represented electioneering at the polling place. But in a 7-2 ruling, the United States Supreme Court has struck down as unconstitutionally vague this Minnesota law, not because they want electioneering in the polling places, but because it was so vague, it even included messages that would be seen as non-political and nonpartisan. All right, we got to take another break here for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, coming up on the top of the hour. And for some reason, CBS News put out this story last night that Sarah Huckabee Sanders was going to be leaving the White House press secretary. And apparently CBS News was quoting White House sources saying that both Sanders and Principal Deputy Press Secretary Raj Shah were expected to depart the administration by the end of the year. And Sanders came on back and said, no, she is not leaving. And CBS could have called her rather than rely on people who are second or third removed. Donald Trump just tweeted out that America's biggest enemy is fake news, and he certainly is right about that. Kathy Griffin is out there making news again, and she is publicly chastising Kevin Hart, because on Kevin Hart's stand-up routines, he does not go after Donald Trump. He just does his comedy. He doesn't do like Kathy Griffin did or like Robert De Niro did. He just does his show, and he's very successful. His shows are sellout. But Kathy Griffin decided to basically come on and chastise him and saying, you know, you should do that, avoiding Donald Trump. That's a blank move because you're a black man. So it was racist. It was obscene. It was profane. And I don't know if Kathy Griffin is just really upset that not everybody is bashing Trump, or she's just trying to get her name in the newspapers one more time, because she's definitely a star on the wane, to put it delicately. But I'll tell you what's really going on. I think people are just getting sick and tired of being told they're about to watch a comedy presentation that turns out to be a whining screed about Donald Trump in particular and conservatism in general. And we're starting to see a major pushback against liberalism. And I think this is part of it. People want to go back to being entertained, not proselytized, for whatever those tickets cost here. Trump is expected to slap China with tens of billions of dollars in tariffs as early as tomorrow. This, according to the Wall Street Journal. And this may have been the reason why yesterday's stock market did not do well, and it didn't do all that great today. I think the Dow ended in the red, the others in the green, just a bit. Actually, the NASDAQ did pretty good. Canadians are already starting to respond to the tariffs by boycotting U.S. products and canceling vacation plans to America. And apparently shoppers are shunning Kentucky bourbon, California wine, Florida oranges, and avoiding American companies like Starbucks, Walmart, and McDonald's. This was reported on Canadian network CTV. Over on Twitter, hashtags are surfacing like Buy Canadian, Boycott U.S. Products, Boycott USA. And one Ottawa man posted a Trump-free grocery cart full of products from Canada or from countries with strong leadership. And vacationers are saying this summer they're just going to find someplace interesting to go in Canada. So it's heating up. We're going to take a break now for station identification. We'll be back with hour number three after these few words.
That neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.